Es HaKodesh. Ma'ashunoysen loy nas HaKodesh. What you give him back becomes Hegdish. Becomes like Truma. Alma midrachazi lohaki binim. You have to give the kain something that could become Truma. So when you pay him back for the Truma that you ate, you have to pay him back for Nachulin. The Torah says, the Nosan la Kurin es HaKodesh. You have to give back to the Kurin the Truma. And Widashna means Dabar royally of HaKodesh. Something that could itself become Truma. So you have to give him back apples, and now these apples become Truma by the Kain. But the question also is now, Chum Shomahu, Shishtalim, Shalem Menachulin, that the desire that ate of Truma has to pay back a fifth. The fifth that he pays back, is that part of the Ikar Tashlum only a thing that's royally to become Truma? Or maybe no, the fifth is like a new Tashlumim, could even be things that are not Menachulin. That's a shaila. We have two shailas so far, by Hegdish and by Truma. Another shaila. Maiser and Mischala Lasimon. Maiser Shani, when you want to be Poydirit, you have to use a coin that has a tzura, that has a picture on it. And not a flat coin and a simon. The Rachamon Omer Torah says, V'etzar to ha-kesav yadecha, you have to have money in your hand. L'rabbis tamar b'kodah v'shesh lov tzura. Can you only use a coin that has a picture on it? That's the type of a coin you could use to be Poydir Maiser Shani. Chum shoy mal shi'ischal alay simon. Now when you want to give a fifth, when you have to add the fifth on to Maiser Shani, if you're the owner of it, so the fifth, can you be poydah on an asimain or not? But the question is, all these three shailas, that when you add on the fifth, does it have the same halacha as the actual pidyon, or it has a new halacha? Samara says, is galgula milsa that this question went to ask from person to person, or motla kaimad rava came upon a rava? Amalu, he said like this, Amal Kvar HaPosuk says, Olov, le rabba is chumsha kamaisai. He goes, yes, chaymish has the same halacha like the actual pidyon itself. So the Hegdish, you could only be on Kesev, not on Karka, on Maiser Sheni, on real money, and on Hegdish also, Dover, on Truma, Dover, Roy, Leah, Truma. That's the portion of Olav, the Rabbis Chum Shekamaisai. Omer Ravina Ravina said, Afanan Namatinina, I also have proof of this, we also learn like this. Afanan Namatinina. Hagrain of Truma, if somebody steals Truma, Vlo Yochle didn't eat it, Mishalim Tashdume Kefal. He has to pay back Kefal. Dumei Truma, Mishalim Kefal, Dumei Truma. With the Kefal he pays also has to be money that could become Truma. But you have to pay back. Dimei truma, you have to pay back. Rashi's like this. Dimei truma means kamo shishava limcha b'shuk. How much you get price for selling truma? For dimei pchusim and dimei chulin, it's a little bit worse than chulin. So, kids, you see, if you steal truma, when you pay back the kefal also has the locha like truma itself. So you only have to pay back how much truma would be sold for. Truma. Ochl, let's say ye truma mishalem shnei kanayim. You have to pay, let's say the ganef ate it up, he has to pay back two times kerbin, like kefil, for the chaymish and a fifth. Because he has to pay back feeding the truma, kerbin and the chaymish, and since he first stole it, he has to pay kefil. So kerbin, the chaymish, minachulin, you see clearly that the first kerbin you pay and the fifth has to be minadova that's chulin, apples that are chulin, that could become truma. The kerbin, demei truma. And the kerbin also has to be from demei truma. You have to pay back how much truma is sold for. So the shramin here is to get another proof that chaym shay kemaisai. So when you pay the chaymish, it has a locha like the yikah money, the same locha like the money itself, the keren has to be menachulin, roi to become truma, who would be in the chaymish also the same locha. Shema mina, here's a good proof that the chaymish has the same locha like the keren itself. Omar Rabbi said, Gabi gezl ksiv, by gezl it says, v'chamishisa yosef olov, he has to hit on the fifth. Rashi says, Gabi asham gezel ksiv, im gozav kof of anishpav, you stole, and you swore false, you were kaifer, and then we find out, you admit that you did it. You have to pay back the money, and you have to add on a fifth to it. You have to bring the korban. It says, "V'chamishisa yosef olav." Utanan, you also learned, "Nosan loyes a keren." If you paid back the keren when you stole, Rashi says, "Lo'acha shenishpa." When you swore false, and then you admit it, so you have to pay now keren and chaymish. And let's say, "Nosan loyes a keren." You taka paid back the keren, but the chaymish you deny, and you say you did pay it back, and you swore that you paid it back, and then it came out you swore false. V'nishpa loyel a chaymish. Hareza moisuf chaymish al chaymish. Then you admit that you swore false on the fifth. So lachar is now you have to pay back like the fifth itself as keren, and you have to add on a fifth to that. And she is mayat a keren pochum shem apruta. Until the keren becomes less than a shem apruta. So kitza by gezel here, even the chaymish can give off another chaymish. It keeps on going down the line every time you swear on the chaymish. It's like you're swearing on keren, that you have to pay a keren and a chaymish. That's by gezel. Kabi truma ksiv by truma. The pasuk says ish ki yoichal kodesh bishgoga. First needs truma b'shoygeg. V'yoshev chamisha solov. You have to add on a fifth to it. Well, Tanan we learned like this. Ha'oichal truma b'shoigu, somebody bizarre eats truma by mistake, mishalom kerem b'choymish. He has to pay back a kerem, the value of it, and another fifth. Echad ha'oichal v'echad ha'shoisa, whether you ate it, whether you drank it, v'echad ha'sach, whether you rubbed it on your body. Echad truma terev, echad truma t'meya, mishalom chumsho, v'chumsho the chumsho. You see clearly that the truma, you have to pay back the kerem and the choymish. Now when you pay back the chaymish, it becomes like truma. That if a zar eats that chaymish again, so again he has to pay keren and chaymish. So again, it streams at the sugi before, that when you pay back chaymish, your mamish becomes like the truma itself. And now if a zar comes and eats that chaymish, it's like he ate regular truma, that he has to pay back another keren for chaymish. V'ilu gabi maisa, but by maisa sheni, lo mikhtav ksivi, v'lo mistatoni, it doesn't stand the posting, we didn't learn in the braisa, we didn't learn anywhere.
So we don't even like pshita. We don't even have a question. Pshita, there's no chumsha to chumsha. But the question is, gavi hegdish ksiv v'ma makish yigoles beisav yoshev chamishes kesef ekechom utnana poides hegdeshoy moisav chaimesh shoy chumsha tnan chumsha to chumsha lo tnan. Here, when you be poide yon hegdish, it says yet moisav chaimesh. The question is here: is there chumsha to chumsha not?
Say if you makish that back again, he has to eat another fifth. That was never learned. So now, Lo Tanan, what's the lacha here? What's the lacha by Hegdish? Gabi truma ksiv, by truma, the pasuk says, the Yosef. Gabi Hegdish, nami yoksiv, the Yosef. It also says the lashon of a Yosef. So maybe it means it does have a second chemish. Or Dilma, maybe no. Gabi truma ksiv, the Yosef. It says like the Yosef. Ishakalta le levov, the Yosef, a shod, this leachemish osoi, heavily chemish isoi soi. It's as if we're taking off the vov there and putting on the chemish osoi to say that the chemish mamas has a lacha like it itself. But Gabi Hedis say v'yosaf, the verb at the beginning. Chamishes, ye v'yosaf chamishes. Afar gav, even though the chishalka le levav, even though take the verb off to v'yosaf, v'shadis lech ala chamishes, put on the word chamishes, soif soif, heavily chamishes sasoi, that's all, and nothing more. So we don't know what the din will be behegdish. Remember, typically, the heavily hegdish sheni, it's hegdish sheni, the Yomar Bishur ben Levi, a hegdish rishon, maisav chamish, al hegdish sheni, a maisav chamish. The second time you magdish something, you're not the only one who makes the chaymish altogether. So, pshita, the second time you magdish it, there's no din chaymish in the chaymish. Omalei Rapop, the Ravino, hochi yama rova. Chaymish ketchilas hegdish domi.
So, when you have to pay a poydish, when you have to pay a chaymish, there's extra 50 you're paying, that's called like that's cholas hegdish. It's not called like a second hegdish start, the second time, it's called like the first time. So, if we have a good shayla on this chaymish, is there another chaymish or not? That's why we don't have a pshita to the shayla. So therefore the Gemara says, my heavy Allah, what's the maskona? Omar Rav Tiv Yumi, Mishmei Dabai, Yomar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'yoysev chamishes kesef erkecho. So we say, makish chumsho le kesef erkoi. We make ekish the din of chumish to the pash of kesef erkoi. Ma kesef erkoi, just like when you, the kesef you pay for your nerchen. Moisev chumish, you have to add on a fifth. Of kesef chumish, the same way this chumish that you're paying back, nami moisev chumish, if that comes to be hegdish and you want to buy it back, you also have to add a fifth to that. So hegdish also has a locha even on the fifth. When it becomes hegdish, it's like regular hegdish, that if you pay that fifth, you have to add a fifth onto that. Kufa, what we just said before, maybe Shur ben Levi, al hegdish rishon moisev chumish. So first time you makdish something, when you pay it, then you have to add a fifth on it. But v'al hegdish sheni, if you makdish that thing a second time, ain't moisev chaymish, then you don't have to add a fifth onto it. Omar Robas, Robas said, my time with Rabbi Shur ben Levi, what's Rabbi Shur ben Levi's time? Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, v'yim ha-makdish yigorles beisoy. If you makdish something and then you poyder it, you redeem it, you have to add on a fifth. So we dash in ha-makdish. If the first time you be makdish it, v'loy ha-matfis. And not like the second time you be makdish it. On there, there's no din to add on a fifth. Tony, we learned a Tona Kaimad Reb Lezer. Tana learned in front of Reb Lezer. The Pasuk says, Vim Babeheima Hatimeya, or Poda Beakecha. If you Makdish a Beheima Timeya, and you want to be Poydirit, you have to be Poydirit according to its value. Now, Ma Beheima Timeya, Miuchedis, Shet Chilosa Hegdish, Vukuru Lishamayim, the Chilu was Hegdish, and those things on the Lishamayim, it's like Lugavoya, or Moilum Bon is this, a Mila if you have Hanor from it. Isn't this the Mila on it? I've called everything. Shet Chilosa Hegdish, at the beginning you Makdish it, the Kuru Lishamayim, and the whole thing is Lishamayim, will soon say Lafuke Kachikalim. Moilum Bon is a Issa Mila. Omele Reb Lezlatano Bishle Makul Lishemayim. That's what it says. The whole thing was Lishemayim Lamute Kachim Kalim. It's Kafuke Kachim Kalim. The Kachim Kalim you eat from it also. It's not called Kulu Lishemayim. Kivan the Yislu Labaylo Megavayu. Since the owner has some pot eating it, Les Bu Mila. There's no Issa Mila. Ela Tchilas Hegdish. That's what it says. The first time, the beginning when you mark the shit, Lamute Mai. Where's the coming to exclude? Tchilas Hegdish Shu the Yis Bei Mila. Soif Hegdish Les Bei Mila. You want to tell me, Omri, the first time you makdish it has nisimila, not the second time? Samura says, no, dil malinyin chum shakarmit. Maybe it's talking about the parsha of chaymish. Rashi says, hach mila lav mila mamish kamar, v'loi b'nenem in hegdish, ela b'chaymish kamar. Vavo liftois hegdish kamar, being paid the hegdish, v'kor lo chaymish mila. Mishun v'mila namishay chaymish, olamuti hegdish sheni also k'bishub and levi. That's all just coming to say, hegdish sheni, you don't have it. Who k'bishub and levi. Omalei in hochi kamin, that's what Taka said. Omalei ravashi lovina behemot tamed chiles hegdish isa b'yemtze hegdish lesa. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll do this test tomorrow over again. Yeah, so bottom Gemara again, the Nun Dalet on the base. Again, that Yeshua, Gufo, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Al Hegdish Rishon Moisef Chaimish, Vi Al Hegdish Sheini Ein Moisef Chaimish. We know when a person is Makdis something to Hegdish, and then you yourself buy it back, is paid to it off Hegdish, you have to add a fifth. So Yeshua ben Levi's Chidashid is only Hegdish Rishon when you're Makdish at the beginning, and not a Hegdish Sheini. Hegdish Sheini means like Hatfosso when you say Zetach Azer. Like you have already something that belongs to Hegdish, and not the time you're paying money to take the Kedusha off, but you want the Kedusha to go on this Chayfetz onto a second Chayfetz. That's called Hatfosa. So if the Chayfetz became Kaddish because of Hatfosa, it means you said Zeh, Tacha Zeh, so when you pay the second Hegdish, you don't have to be Meister for Chaymish. That was his Kiddush. Now my Rav says, now my time to be Shubin Levi, what's his reason? Omakro, the Pesach says, Vim ha-makdish yigur les beisoi. So we darshan ha-makdish. Only if you're makdish it, when you're poida, you have to add a fifth. V'loi ha-matfis. Not in the case where you were not makdish it, you're only matfis that you said, zeh tacha zeh, that's called hatfosa. When you're matfis to hegdish, it means you have something that's kodesh already. And you say now, this chayfetz now should be kodesh. Instead of that chayfetz, now this chayfetz, true, it's kodesh. When you're poida, this chayfetz, you do not have to add a fifth. Tony Tona Kaimed Reb Leza. Tell him in front of Reb Leza. Pasuk says, V'im ba behemo ha temeyo u'podo b'yekucho. So now, it says, when you have a behemo temeyo and you poider it, here the Torah says you have to add a fifth. Now, ma behemo temeyo, just like a behemo temeyo, miyuchede shet chilosoi hegdish, v'kul l'shemayim. We'll soon see why. But a behemo temeyo means you're makdishit for the Bet HaKabayis. So it's the first time you're being makdishit. And also, it's kulu l'shemayim, means a behemah temeyah, you can't bring a korban for it. That means you want to give it to the Bet HaKabayis. So it goes to the Bet HaKabayis, that's called kulu l'hegdish, lafuke kochim kalim, that the owner eats from it. So the behemah temeyah is called kulu l'shemayim. Umaylumba, and there's nisamila also. We'll soon see what that means. Because every hegdish is nisamila. Af kol every other hegdish, kol shet chilos hegdish. If this is the first time you be makdashit, and the kulu l'shemayim, it's like a kedushas Bet HaKabayis. Lafuki kochim kalim. Moilim bo. There's nisimila on it. So Gemara says this can't be. Omle Reb Leza Latana. Vishle mekulu l'shemayim. That's it. You want to make a diyik. Like a behema temeya. When you mak the shit to Bet HaKabayis. The whole thing is kodesh. Is lamute kochim kalim. It means to exclude kochim kalim. Kochim kalim like a shlomim. The owner can eat from the animal also. Kivun dispul abayla megavayu. Since the owner has something to do with this korban. Les bu mila. It has no mila. So this is a half a minute, maybe that's what it means. Ela tchilas hegdish lemutumai. What do you mean to say like a behemah temeya? It's only the beginning of a kedusha. So Gemara says tchilas hegdish hu di yisle mila. There's a question like saif hegdish lesbu mila. Is that true?